Now here we're going to show a feedback system example. We show that in fact many control problem can be posted in the LFT form. And here we can see a simple feedback control system. We have a planner P and a controller K, and I'll also have a feedback transfer function as a transducer function F. And we have a disturbance D and also a sensor noise N. Now the design control design objective, of course, is to find the control K so the system is stable. Not only that, we want to reject the disturbance of D and the sensor noise of N in certain in suitable form, so that the output is small with respect to those signals. The way we can reflect the design objective is using weighting function W2. So we're going to choose a suitable weighting function W2 so that we want the new or V signal is small in certain with respect to the disturbance and the sensor noise by designing a suitable controller K. Now in general, of course, we cannot just design a controller to minimize the function V. We have also to penalize the control signal, because otherwise the control can be excessive, that it's not implementable. So here we're also going to introduce a weighting function of W1 that will penalize the function of control signal of U. So our design objective is to find a control K so that the transfer function, or in transfer function from DN to VUF, are small in some sense. So now what are we going to do? We're going to describe the system in such a way, in an LFT form, so that we have a two inputs, two external inputs, D and N, and two external output, V and UF, to be made to be small, and we want to find a control K. So we can put this in a general LFT form, whereas with a big G and K at the bottom. Now, the way we can find it is, well, if we define W as DN and output of UF, then all we need to do is find the transfer function from WZ, which can be found fairly easily. And but to describe in an LFT form, actually we're going to write, we're going to find the transfer function from to the output of Z and Y. This can be done fairly easily. We can actually find the transfer matrix G as in as shown here. So this will all give us a LFT description of the feedback system.